What's going on, guys? You boy B Spellman here today, and got another one from the Daily Mail. Here we go. It says school under fire after sixth grade field trip allegedly ends at the lounge with stripper pose. Say it ain't so, and do they got photos? Yeah, they do. Michigan district is on the fire, allegedly bringing students in restaurants with the stripper pole lounge and supposedly threatening legal action against the trustee who exposed the scandal. The incident reportedly took place on November 6th with sixth grade band orchestra students from Hart Middle School in Rochester Hills. Visited Detroit hotspot Nikki Pizza's following a performance by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Located in the Greektown neighborhood, Nikki's Pizza operates in conjunction with Nikki's Lounge, a nightclub. The students were moved from Nikki's Pizza due to a lack of available space to the lounge where they tried out some pole dancing. Rochester community trustee parent Andrew Weaver alleged in Jan 6 Facebook post, and this dude posted it. Nikki's Pizza is popular spot Detroit's Greektown neighborhood. Google Maps and additional photos of the children playing on the poles. Weaver post, which was shared with followers of his blog, finding the right answer, including images of Nikki's adult lounge scene and drinks menu. Weaver's post quickly made the rounds of social media. It was shared on Twitter by the libs of TikToks. Subsequently blocked the controversial account as the story picked up traction. In a statement to the Daily Caller, the executive director of strategic communication, Lori Green, denied that district took students to an eatery attached to a strip club. You kind of did. A middle school teacher allegedly took students to a strip club where they tried out pole dancing during the field trip. The story is being publicized now by a broad trustee after the district has reportedly refused to address it. It says proposed field trips are evaluated by the curriculum team and requires a parental guardian permission slip, she continued. The safety, security of the student, staff, school, community, and always a priority. Nikki's owner, Agatha, told the outlet that the school would have been known about the seating arrangements when they made their reservation. Typically, when we have a group of over 100 people, we give them option of going our second floor, which is operated as a club on Saturday nights, but it's closed during the day, she explained. Trustee Andrew Weaver shared images of the trip Facebook. We've been doing this for 20 years. We have dozens of school groups. There was never an issue. Really? Califinos also said that the metal poles are not stripper poles, but simply bar decorations. Give me a break. And yes, they do got photos, and those are stripper poles, people. Despite district denial of the wrongdoing, Weaver, who ran for trusteeship on a platform of greater transparency between schools and parents, doubled down on his stance for the RSC as failed to quietly address the situation. Bro, there's a nightlife spot, bro. It's a dude. Yeah, it's a dude who took these kids out, bro. and he goes out and talking about they're not stripper poles, they for decoration. It's a nightclub, bro. It's stripper poles, bro. I know what stripper poles when I see them. But that's all I got for you guys today. Until next time, guys, be amazing.